Tonight on All Things Considered.
Riders Radio Theater is on the air.
It's the Riders on the radio. Come on, partner, saddle up and go. Get ready for the cowboy show. Yodelay, yeah. We've been working since the break of day. We've been doing it the cowboy way. Now it's time to play. We're gonna ride and rope and wrangle the tune. We're gonna hoop and holler at the moon.
Yes, partners, it's time to saddle up and ride the airwaves once again with America's favorite cowboys, Riders in the Sky. Too Slim, the man of many hats, Woody Paul, the king of the cowboy fiddlers, and Ranger Doug, the idol of American youth. This is Texas Big Spender inviting you to join Riders in the Sky for a thrilling program of high yodeling adventure.
We're gonna ride and rope and wrangle a tune. We're gonna hoop and holler at the moon. Red and Buckaroo, there's a place around the fire for you with Riders in the Sky. So come on and let's ride.
And now with the 2,347th appearance of their newly lustrous career, here are Riders in the Sky.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, buckaroos and buckarettes. It's yodel night tonight on Riders Radio Theater, and there's so much high yodeling adventure yet to come, kind of a yodel orgy. We're simply going to say Too Slim, Ranger Doug, and Woody Paul are riders in the sky, while Joey the Cow Polka King leads our orchestra. We're going to get things in a yodeling mood with the Yodel Blues.
One, two, three.
Got the blues, the old lady, just for you. The old lady, and the sweetest little home I ever knew. Oh, the old lady, got a low. The old lady, don't you know? The old lady, and I'll sing the old lady, Eddie Blues.
Way up in New York City, they talk a different style. So busy making money, ain't got time to smile. Well, it was so doggone crowded, I felt so hemmed in there. I went on back to Cincy to get a breath of air.
Oh, the old lady got the blues. The old lady just for you. The old lady and the sweetest little home I ever knew.
Public interest. The following message. Please pay close attention.
Have you ever woken up in the cold gray dawn, praying for another few moments of blessed peace, only to have the silvery silence of the wee hours shattered by... You just want to wring his neck, don't you? But you don't. Oh, did you ever have an experience like mine? The 1984 Swan Ball, the city's glamorous elite gathered around in gay and glorious profusion. He sweeps you off your feet and onto the dance floor, your tinkling laughter telling you and the world that this is the night of your life. Then suddenly, without warning, I was so ashamed, I wanted to die. I could have sunk through a crack in the floor. Sound familiar? How about the time you confronted him at 1, 2, even 3 in the morning after he's been out yet another night with the boys at the Yodeldrome? You try reason, tears, recrimination, anger, pleading. What do you get? If any or all of this sounds familiar in your life, you've probably felt trapped, humiliated, married to a problem yodeler with no way out. Well, now there is a way out of this treacherous, vicious mess. The Yodel Crisis Hotline. You can talk to a professional yodeling counselor who cares, who can lead you out of the cyclical morass you've made of your life living with a problem yodeler. Call 1-900-YODELER. Now, I'm Jill LaRue, international radio superstarlet. I called, and I'm glad I did. It worked for me. It can work for you. 1-900-YODELER, now.
And now back to Riders Radio Theater.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, buckaroos and buckarettes. Guest time here on Riders Radio Theater. You know, a lot of people have been asking us for more yodeling on this show, and we've got more yodeling tonight than you will believe, because we have the Dean of America's Yodelers here tonight. There are a lot of great yodelers out there, Gary McMahon and David Bradley and Rusty Richards, but this man is the king of them all, and I want you to make welcome Kenny Roberts. Welcome, Kenny, to Riders Radio Theater.
Thank you very much, Ranger Doug. What a nice introduction. It's a pleasure to be with you and to sing for all you many radio theater listeners that listen to you folks every week.
Yeah, across the country and around the world. You have a big yodeling song for us here?
I sure do. I used to sing this when I was when I lived in Cincinnati, Ohio. And we're right here in Cincinnati. And
yeah,
I used to sing this on television radio when I worked at WLW. So I'd like to do this. I recorded this one in 1969 for Starday Records, and a lot of my own yodels that I compose in this song called the Ding Dong Bells. And I'm going
to gosh, I'm glad you remember it, Ken.
Well, I'm going to start out with my own original bong bong yodel, and then we'll get on with some trick yodeling. Hope you like it, friends. But I'll be darned if they ring in for me. Those sing-song bells are a-singing again. I'll be darned if they're singing for me. Let them jingle and chime. I'm staying single this time. That's the way it's gonna be. Oh, those ding-dong bells are ringing again. I'll be darned if they're ringing for me.
Yeah. Thank you, Kenny. I just wish the folks listening all across America and Australia could see the bit with the hat, but I guess you'll just have to see Kenny in person to see that. Anyway, thanks a lot.
Thank you, fellas.
Boy, that's great, Kenny. They love you in Cincinnati. You've had a great career. What projects are you working on now?
I'm glad you asked me to, Slim. You know what? I'm working on a new album of pure yodeling.
Really?
Really? Boy, that's what the world needs in a big way.
I think so, too. You know, I've been traveling around the world looking for the perfect place to record.
Wow.
Where the acoustics, you know, are just right for the world's perfect yodel.
Wow, where have you been?
Well, let me see. I've been to the Grand Canyon.
Wow.
I practiced and tried it in the Great Pyramids, and I gave out a yodel in the Taj Mahal.
Wow.
But none of those are perfect, you know, and I'm still looking. Huh. Matter of fact, I'm on my way to the airport here in Cincinnati to catch a plane out tonight.
Well, great. Have safe travels, Kenny, and happy trails. Keep on yodeling and come on back to see us. Ladies and gentlemen, Kenny Roberts.
Thank you. Thank you, Ranger Doug. Thank you, friends and neighbors.
Valley's Radio Theater is a Mammoth Radio Pictures production in association with WBXU. This program is being taped live at the Emory Theater in the Queen City of the West, Cincinnati, Ohio. Stay with the Saddle Files. We'll be right back. Here's a little of the Woody Paul Western theme, number 12.
It's not a prime number.
Welcome back, Buckaroos and Buckarettes. You're listening to Riders Radio Theater. And now Riders Radio Theater once again presents the ongoing saga of the Cowboy Way. Tonight, episode 12 of the exciting Western melodrama, Trail of the Diamond Desperado. As faithful listeners will no doubt recall, our adventure began when the First National Bank of Tumbleweed Valley invested heavily in diamond futures from the Sally B. Mine in Australia. But when diamond shipments from the mine mysteriously stopped, the bank faced ruin. In an effort to save their hometown, bank Riders in the Sky journeyed to the Kimberley region of the wilds of Western Australia to find out what went wrong. In the small town of Narnargoom, near the mine, they learned from High Constable Sheetrock that two agents from the Australian Plague Commission have quarantined the entire area, and it has been completely evacuated. Meanwhile, at the Sally B., the two so-called agents turned out to be the arch-fiends Slocum and Charlie. And they are up to their old tricks. Having learned Riders in the Sky are in the area, Slocum is having Charlie mine the main trail to the Sally B.
So you take one step, two steps, on the third step, you stop.
Yeah.
You dig a hole. You put the landmine in the hole.
Yeah.
You cover it with dirt.
Right.
You keep doing that till the whole trail is mined from top to bottom.
Uh-huh.
You got it, Charlie?
Got it, yeah. One, two, and... Oh, what comes after two, boss?
Three, Charlie.
Right.
Three.
Also coming towards the mine from the other direction and hot on the trail of a 300-pound doofus shoplifter is Constable Sheetrock and his power-punching kangaroo. Well, there you have it. And now episode 12, entitled... One, two, At the bottom of the main trail up to the Sally B. Mine, Charlie is just planting the last mine.
One... Two, and let's see, what now? Stop, dig a hole, put the mine in the hole, cover it up with dirt. Okay, I guess that's all of them. Great.
Charlie, Charlie, they're coming. Come on back.
Huh? Oh, right, huh?
What's the matter? Come on.
Oh, how do I get back, boss?
What do you mean? How do you get... Wait a minute.
Yeah?
Let me guess. You didn't start at the bottom, work your way up, did you?
No, boss.
You started at the top and worked your way down, right?
Right. Now what do I do?
Don't panic. Look, Charlie, you did the other part right, didn't you?
Yeah.
Then all you gotta do now is count one step, two steps, and jump. Okay? One, two, and jump. Yeah. You got it?
I got it, yeah. One, two, and jump.
Jump, all right, yeah. That's it. Now come on.
Okay, let's see. One.
Yeah.
Two.
Charlie, what'd you do wrong?
I don't remember.
Well, try it again. This time, do it right. Listen, I'll count for you.
Oh, thanks, boss.
One.
Yeah.
Two.
Okay.
Jump.
Jump.
Just walk up here, Charlie. It's as good a chance of that working as anything else.
Right.
This goes on for quite some time. And doesn't escape the notice of riders in the sky who by now are at the bottom of the trail.
Gosh, what's that noise, Ranger Doug? Is it thunder?
I don't think so, Slim. Woody, may I borrow your binoculars?
Sure, Ranger Doug. Here they are.
Thanks.
No, what do you see?
I see a 300-pound doofus periodically being blasted into the air.
Is it anybody we know, Ranger Doug?
I'm trying to see his face as he tumbles down. It's Charlie.
Charlie?
Yes, and if Charlie's around...
Well, he's definitely round.
Then Slocum can't be far behind. Come on, boys, let's ride.
Come on.
On, Turbo, on, boys.
Meanwhile, Charlie is about to reach the top of the trail.
Oh, I don't feel so good.
I'd feel a lot worse if I had my way, you idiot. Riders in the sky are going to be up that trail in no time, thanks to you.
Oh, sorry, boss.
Yeah.
Oh, am I sorry.
Stop whining. Get up. We got to get our diamonds and get down the back trail and get out of here.
Right,
come on.
Quickly, Slocum and Charlie go back to the shack by the mine entrance. Gather up their purloined diamonds and Vienna sausage. Then hurry back outside to make their getaway. But it's too late because riders in the sky come charging on the scene, throwing off their unnecessary biological warfare suit and coming after Slocum and Charlie.
Whoa, hey, there they are, boys.
Let's get them, boys.
Run for it, Charlie. Every man for himself.
Right.
Watch it, Charlie. You idiot. Ow, you tricked me.
Hold it.
Oh, hey, come back with my diamonds.
So long, boss.
I gotta get out of here.
But there's nowhere to run. The riders block the main trail, and there's not enough time to follow Charlie down the back trail. The only place to run is into the mine itself.
Look, there goes Slocum into the mine.
But where's Charlie?
Don't worry about Charlie. Slocum's the one we want. Somebody better stay with the horses in case Charlie shows up.
Oh, I'll stay. I ain't too crazy about going underground. From the looks of that thing, you boys better walk soft.
No.
It does look a mite shaky.
Say. Why don't we just light a stick of dynamite and toss it in there? That'd be the easy way to get Slocum.
We could do that all right too, Slim. We could be judge, jury, and executioner, and no one would ever know. Slocum and all his evil would be out of our lives forever, but I believe everyone, even a snake like Slocum, deserves a fair trial, because when we abrogate the rights of any citizen, we injure the rights of everyone. So just tossing a stick of dynamite in that mine would be the easy way. But it wouldn't be the
cowboy way.
Let's go get him.
Come on, boys.
Grabbing a couple of lanterns, riders in the sky hurry after Slocum. Just inside the dark old mine, they pause to light their lanterns. Then continue on their way. The lamps cast an eerie glow on the rough cave walls. The air is deathly still. And the only sound in the subterranean world is their own labored breathing and scuffling of their boots through the rubble of the cave floor. Deeper and deeper and deeper, they follow the narrowing mine shaft. Until...
I heard something up ahead, boys.
There he is, cowering against the wall at the end of the shaft.
Give up, Slocum. We've got you cornered.
Okay, but not so loud.
What's the matter, Slocum? Don't want to disturb the rest of the rats down here?
No, this is the part of the tunnel Charlie dug. It's real unstable. Hear that? That's the ceiling starting to give way. He did this job down and dirty. He didn't use enough support timbers.
see what you mean.
Ranger Doug, we gotta get out of here. Yeah.
There's not much time either, Ranger Doug.
Hold it, boys. Woody, how far is it to the surface?
It's about 1,500 feet, Ranger Doug.
Based on the rate of ceiling disintegration, do we have enough time to get to the surface?
Let me do a calculation and see. Oh, no, Ranger Doug, we'll never make it.
Oh, no.
Is there any way to stabilize the situation long enough for us to get out?
Setting up a counter vibration with a sustained super high frequency modulation might give us enough time.
In other words, a yodel.
Yes, Ranger Doug. Not just any yodel, though. It'd have to be the big, bad yodel.
Well, that's it then, boys. Get going.
Okay, but aren't you coming with us, Ranger Doug?
No, Slim. The big, bad yodel can only be delivered from a stationary position. It's the only way to get that crystal clear tone. I have to stay here.
We're not going without you.
You have to. Someone has to see it that Slocum keeps his date in court.
But somebody's...
I'm going.
No,
get
you're
going.
Not. You're staying.
Get going. It's too late. It's dark in here, too. And don't worry. Things have a way of working out around here.
All right. But we don't like it.
Come on, Slocum.
You're really going to stay here and let the rest of us out?
Yes, I am, Slocum.
Boy, you just made what was otherwise a rotten day turn out pretty good.
I said, come on, Slocum.
So long, sucker!
All right. The big bad yodel.
Oh, hello.
Big yodel. Big yodel. They were down in the mine. Dust was thick. They had a chance to make it, but they had to move quick. Two cowboys and an evil snake left a hero behind as they made their break. Big yodel.
Big yodel. Big yodel.
Big bad yodel. Yeah, the timber splintered and the rocks came crashing. Out of that hell, three men came dashing. They made it out of that would-be grave. There's only one left down there to save.
We made it! We made it!
Over here! Over here! Hey, where's the big guy?
He's still down there. His yodel is what let us escape. We need somebody from up here to do the big bad yodel before his runs out.
I'll give it a try.
Try it, Woody. Oh, no! Hold it, Woody! You're making it worse!
I see what you mean.
Oh, it don't look good for that big guy.
Oh.
He's trapped in the mountain with death and danger, and when the yodel runs out, it's goodbye, Ranger. Big yodel.
Big yodel. Big bad yodel.
Oh, his yodel's getting weaker.
Oh, no! Is this the end of Ranger Doug?
Excuse me, boys. Maybe I can help.
Kenny Roberts, what are you doing here?
Well, I'm not exactly quite sure of myself. You see, I was at the airport in Cincinnati near the Qantas airline counter.
Now, wait a minute. Don't tell me a guy dressed in a black suit walks up to you and says, if I were you, I'd go to Narnar Goon, Australia and find the Sally B. Mine.
Yeah, and something in the way he said it to me made me want to do it. His name was Ace or Deuce or something like that.
Deuce X McKenna?
That was it.
Kenny,
you did the right thing.
You sure did. Say, you're a great yodeler yourself, Kenny. Can you do the big, bad yodel?
Well, I haven't really tried it lately.
Ranger Doug is trapped in the bottom of the mine, and if we don't help him, it's curtains, Kenny.
Well, I know all about it, too, Slim. I was listening to the radio on my way here.
Will you give it a try, then, Kenny?
Well, the big bad yodel's not easy, you know, and it's got to be perfect or it can hurt you.
Boy, I can understand that.
Well, I'm going to give it a shot.
All right.
Let me test the acoustics of this old mine here. Oh, la, 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 la. Say, that's a good sound down here in the mine. Stand back, boys. Let me warm up and we'll see what happens.
Wow, I feel a big bad yodel coming up.
Big yodel.
Meanwhile, with his luck running out in the belly of the beast, the ranger knows it's time to make his peace.
Big yodel.
Gosh,
I guess that's it. I'm finished.
Wait a minute. What's that sound? It's another big bad yodel. I don't know where it's coming from, but I don't have to know.
What I do know is that I'm getting out of here while the getting's good.
Choking and gasping for breath, Ranger Doug runs through the falling dirt and rock. He's almost made it to the surface when suddenly a rock the size of a bowling ball falls in his arms. Dizzy and short of breath, he doesn't drop it. Instead, he hugs it to his chest and staggers the last few feet to safety.
It's Ranger Doug!
He made it!
And not a minute too soon!
Well, they never reopened that worthless pit. The guard on a stone in front of it. On the site, two men stood. Did a big bad yodel, it turned out good. Big yodel.
Big yodel. Big bad yodel.
As the dust settles from the collapsed mine and the refrain passes out, there is great rejoicing that all are safe and sound.
That was a close call.
Too close.
It's good to see you, big guy.
You too, side meat.
Nice going, Ranger Doug.
Yeah, and thanks to you, Kenny.
Rats, another almost great moment snatched from the jaws of death.
Gosh, what's that you're holding, Ranger Doug?
It's a rock that fell on me. I was so dizzy and confused, I just ran with it like a football and carried it on out.
Ranger Doug! That's not a rock.
Holy moly, it sure isn't.
What now? What could possibly look like a rock but be something else? Could it be not of this earth? Well, rest assured, whatever it is, it will be right here, same time, same station, next week in episode 13, the concluding chapter of Trail of the Diamond Desperados, entitled Big Rocks in Cowtown. It's hard-driving, hard-hitting, hard rock melodrama you won't want to miss, and it's coming only to this Theater of the Mind. Now here again are Riders in the Sky, Joey the Cowpoke King, and Kenny Roberts.
Thank you, thank you. We have just enough time. Kenny and I have prepared a surprise, a yodel duet that we both learned from our idol, Elton Britt.
That's
are
right.
You ready?
I'm ready, Ranger Doug. It's kind of an impromptu. We don't really, we've never done this, but let's give it a try.
The Alpine Milkman.
Oh, we captivate the ladies with this yodel lady, yodel lady. Yodel lady, and with them he plays Hades with this yodel lady, yodel lady, lady. Every time he meets a girlfriend, he gives her a mighty thrill. Then he takes her out to dinner, but and he always pays the bill with this yodel lady, lady. Hey, hey, oh, me lady.
What do you say we speed her up, Kenny?
Okay, Ranger Doug.
This is the VXU Radio Network.